Time for Furry Friends Friday. It's all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. And happy to be joined by Val from Berrien County Animal Control on the phone. And Val, looking at pictures of this dog seems cooler than all of us.
I mean, legit, he is. Yeah. Let's get serious.
So Apollo is his name, and I will say that the photos you sent us are photos that are better than anybody's senior picture, and really, honestly, just he's really cool. So you can see those pictures on our Facebook page and our Instagram, but tell us a little bit more about Apollo. He's been with you guys for a little while now, right?
He has. He's actually been with us since last July, so we are coming up on a year, and we're hoping we don't make it to that point with him and that he's in his forever home. But he actually came into us as a stray, and he was microchipped, so we were able to contact the owners, but they were not in a position to take him back. So
Okay. We
held on to him, and I don't know why he's still at the shelter. He's an amazing dog.
Yeah, you said he's been, he goes all over the place. I mean, the pictures, he's looks like he's taking pictures on a plane. Is that his plane, or is that just someone he's borrowing?
Well, I mean, he definitely has some stock invested in flying. So, I mean, he's a businessman. But we did a photo shoot with him about being the bachelor. So the bachelor is going on.
Oh, he
kind of lives a bachelor lifestyle. And the bachelor was a pilot. And we're like, Apollo is better than the bachelor. He can fly a plane.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. So we were excited that the airport invited us out for a photo shoot. And Apollo loved it. Jumped in the plane, was friends with everybody. It was great.
So like you mentioned, Bachelor, he's one that, you know, he wants all the attention on him, correct?
Absolutely. He has not really been the biggest fan of other dogs or cats, and he's a little pushy with little kids.
Okay.
So we're looking for a real Bachelor lifestyle for him. I mean, he's just fantastic. He's potty trained. He does really well inside a home. He clearly rides well in a car because I take him all kinds of places. And he is men, women, he's totally a fan of anybody who loves him.
Wonderful. He is an absolutely beautiful dog. How about how big is he?
So I've sewn clothes for him. And I'd say he's about 55 pounds,
okay.
Maybe 50. He's not terribly big. He looks a little bigger in photos
Sure. Than
he really is.
Okay. And obviously, with everybody dealing with this, COVID-19 has been an issue for everyone. But you guys are taking a lot of steps to make that good for everybody. And you guys are still operating pretty normal, right?
We are. We are kind of just maintaining emergency calls only. So mm-hmm. We are going out if there's, you know, something really severe
Sure.
is going on. Please note that when you do call in, we are going to ask you the questions about having a fever and a cough, and we just want to maintain safety for our staff, for the community, and for our officers.
Absolutely, yeah, that's so important. But mm-hmm. as far as adoptions go, like we were talking before we started here, this is a good time with everybody staying and spending a lot of time at home and with the kids and with the whole family. This is a great time to adopt a dog or a cat, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We are still doing adoptions. We're still putting animals in homes. And we've actually had a lot this week, which is so fantastic. And we've had people coming in that are like, I'm working from home right now. My job's not working. So why not adopt a dog or a cat where I can spend lots of time with them, help them adjust to my new home. And when this is all over, we'll be ready to go back to work and it'll be great.
Absolutely. Keep on the lookout of the Berrien County Animal Control Facebook page. Now, you guys aren't going to be open on Saturdays, correct?
Correct. Okay. We are going to help everyone stay home by keeping closed on Saturdays, but during the week we are maintaining our 8:30 to 4:30 hours.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Apollo seems like a great dog. Definitely go and adopt him and get more information and keep on the lookout. What's the best place or best way to get a hold of you guys?
You can give us a call at 269-927-5648. You can find us online, on Instagram, on Facebook, and, of course, just our website.
Wonderful. And another thing to note, we also know that COVID-19 is something that is not contracted through pets. So adopting an animal is still a really good idea, right?
Absolutely. And don't panic and try to turn your animal in because you're afraid they're going to give you COVID. they're just going to give you more snuggles. So yep. Keep your animals at home.
You need a lap dog. You need some loving. Definitely adopt an animal at Berrien County Animal Control. Thank you so much, Val, for being a part of Furry Friends Friday.
No problem. See you later.
Furry Friends Friday, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. Located in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.